Chapter 5. Dathomiri Rainforest. The solo expedition set out again just after dawn. Shaw led the way on foot, following and interpreting the scant signs of travel left behind by Luke, Ben, and the mystery woman who was pacing them. Hans and Yaliri's speeders followed sedately, some 200 meters back, using Shaw's comm signals for navigation. Only a few minutes into their travel, Leia sat up in her seat. I feel Luke.
All of a sudden?
He's... Leia frowned, concentrating. He's submerging himself in the Force. Looking for something. I think he's been concealing himself from the Force. Ben, too. She closed her eyes and tilted her head. Now he can feel me. Now he knows I'm here. He's calm. No danger at the moment.
That's something, then.
Leia looked off slightly to starboard at their current direction. Let's pick up Shaw and head toward Luke at speed. I think if I can maintain contact with him, we can save a lot of time.
Whatever you say.
Dathomir Spaceport. Morning sun streamed in through the viewports of the Millennium Falcon, but in the engineering compartment, the only available light was from the ceiling glow rods. It was there that Alana found C-3PO sitting behind the curved shell of the hyperspace module. She hopped out from the shadows like a monster from a children's tale and stood over the golden droid, her hands on her hips.
Where's R2?
I'm sure I don't know, mistress.
His hiding place discovered, C-3PO rose awkwardly to his feet.
Around, I assume.
Around where?
Around here, I assume.
She scowled up at him.
You're lying again, 3PO. Angie and I have looked all over the Falcon. He's not here. If he was, Angie would have found him, and you've been hiding from me.
I would never do that, Mistress Alana.
Then what were you doing here?
2 years, 4 months, and 3 days ago, Master Han dropped a cred coin here in the engine compartment. He was never able to find it. Since then, it has emerged at times of high-stress maneuvers, rolling about and clattering. It's quite maddening, really. If I could find it...
You're still lying.
Alana's tone was more disappointed than accusative.
If R2 is doing something that was all right, you'd tell me. So he's doing something sneaky, and he could get hurt.
Droids don't get hurt, little one. Just damaged.
And sometimes kidnapped and tortured and taken apart. That's not hurt.
Well, not technically.
Are you going to tell me where he is? Or am I going to talk to you all day long?
C-3PO offered up a simulated sigh.
Oh, he went out last night after we tucked you in bed. He hasn't returned, though I'm sure there's no cause for worry.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure, but at one point he was raving about seeing a ship in one of the domes hereabout. He probably went to investigate.
Well, let's go find him.
No, miss. Either there is no problem, in which case he will return to us, or there is danger, in which case we are under strict orders not to expose you to it. Why, if you were to be harmed, Master Han and Mistress Leia would find themselves a whole new Wookiee to pull my arms and legs off.
But you're not doing anything.
I am monitoring R2's preferred comm frequencies. That is all I can do while remaining here.
Alana stomped in frustration, then turned and ran to the top of the Falcon's boarding ramp. It was in the up and locked position. She reached high and hit the wall control to lower it. The control panel clunked to acknowledge that it had been activated, but the ramp did not lower into place.
3PO!
I'm sorry, mistress. Orders, you know.